Prosus eyes $200 million ride with Rapido.
Amazon Flipkart await GST clarity ahead of flagship festive sales.
Inside Wipro's $375 million Harman deal.
Government to meet banks, fintechs on Friday to chart online gaming ban roadmap.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's kick things off with a big break on Rapido. Now, Prosus, the Dutch investor, is looking to put in about $200 million into the bike taxi and mobility platform. Remember, they've also forayed into food delivery recently.
Yes, that's right, Chandra. Prosus already holds small 3 to 4% stake in Rapido, but now it wants to double down. And here's why. Like you said, Rapido has been outpacing both Uber and Ola in growth while also branching into food delivery.
The valuation is also climbing fast, Bhavya. So negotiations peg Rapido at $2.5 to $2.7 billion, which is a sharp jump from its valuation of $1.1 billion just 8 months ago.
Yes, the big factor here seems to be Rapido's growing GMV or gross merchandise value, which is doubling from $1 billion in August 2024 to over $2 billion now. Plus, Swiggy is also looking to sell its entire stake in Rapido worth about $300 million. That might have triggered Prosus' interest too.
That's right, Bhavya. So, you know, based on the information we are picking up, this round could be a mix of primary and secondary. Primary, where Prosus' money directly goes into Rapido and the company uses it for its various expansion and business activities. But there could also be a secondary component where Prosus buys out part of Swiggy's stake in Rapido. So we'll have to wait and see how the negotiations work, because Rapido is not that keen for a fundraise. They've always said that, you know, they operate well as a lean company. They have cash on their books. We'll have to wait and see how the round progresses. But, you know, Prosus has been very vocal about its India bets. In fact, when we spoke to their global CEO, Fabrizio Bloisi, some months ago, he even said in a quote to us that, you know, India should be proud of Rapido and Meesho. And he highlighted Rapido as a cost-efficient challenger built to serve a billion customers.
Right. Moving on to festive sales, Amazon and Flipkart are waiting on GST clarity before rolling out their September bonanza.
That's right. So big ticket categories like ACs and refrigerators could take a 25 to 30% revenue hit if the council doesn't issue a guidance soon, because these appliances account for 10% of festive volumes. So clarity is critical.
And shoppers are waiting it out too. A lot of consumers are delaying purchases, hoping for a GST cut. If clarity comes in, Datum Intelligence projects festive sales could hit about 1.2 lakh crore rupees, up 27% from last year.
But if the delay goes on, growth could shrink to just 5 to 7%. Imagine the chaos if everyone's Diwali order gets pushed offline. You know, remember the festive months, September, October, November, is when these e-commerce platforms see maximum sales. So many sellers actually say that in those 2 months, they make as many sales that they would in, you know, the remaining 10 months. So a lot is riding here.
That's true. I do have a couple of lists there. So let's just hope platforms are lobbying hard to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, same here, Bhavya. There were a couple of household appliances I wanted to buy, but now I'm thinking to myself, why would I buy it now if, you know, a 10% tax cut comes in 10 days later? And I'm sure many people are thinking the same way, not just about household appliances, but also about scooters and four-wheelers and so on. Well, next up, Wipro, the IT giant, made headlines last week with its $375 million acquisition of Harman Connected Services. Now, today, let's look at what this deal means for Wipro, which famously had a pearl of string acquisition strategy, and whether it can finally turn acquisitions into engines of real growth.
Yes. So unlike its previous tuck-in acquisitions, Harman brings scale, which is 5,600 employees and revenues of about $310 to $315 million and a strategic pact with Samsung. So this places Wipro deeper into engineering R&D or ER&D from aerospace to healthcare.
Right. So ER&D spending is booming. It surged 72% year on year in Q2 CY25, giving Wipro a strong market tailwind.
But integration risk also looms. Analysts warn Wipro must avoid suffocating Harman within its lower structures. Nearly half of DTS clients are new to Wipro and 80% of revenues are ER&D driven. So client continuity and talent retention are critical here.
So analysts are calling this a 2 to 3 year integration story. If Wipro pulls it off, it could be one of its most significant acquisitions in over a decade.
Right. Speaking of regulations, tomorrow, August 29, senior government officials will meet banks and fintechs to chalk out the roadmap for the new online gaming law.
Now, the law bans all forms of real money gaming in India and requires financial institutions to block payments to these platforms. So tomorrow's meeting will focus on how banks and fintechs can stop money flow, ensure anti-money laundering compliance, and handle refunds.
It's the first big meeting since the bill passed, and it matters because millions of users still have wallet balances on these platforms. The government also wants to ensure the permissible formats like esports continue smoothly.
Right. Speaking of real money gaming ban, Head Digital Works, which operates the online Rummy platform, A23 Rummy, has approached the Karnataka High Court challenging India's new online gaming law. This marks the first legal challenge to the law, which was cleared by Parliament barely a week ago.
That's right. This is also significant because other big players, including MPL, Dream Sports, Gamescraft, Zupi, and Poker Bazi's parent Moonshine, have all said that they are not planning to challenge the government's new law, which puts a blanket ban on real money gaming. And now the A23 Rummy case will be heard on August 30th.
All right. Finally, a quick news flash from Gujarat, where CG Semi has inaugurated its OSAT facility in Sanand.
Yes, for those wondering, OSAT stands for Outsourced Semiconductor Assembly and Testing. These facilities don't actually manufacture chips, but they handle the packaging, assembly, and testing before chips go into devices like phones, cars, or any appliances. So it's a critical piece of the semiconductor supply chain.
So Chairman Vellayan Subbiah called it a national milestone for India's semiconductor ambitions, comparing the journey to climbing Mount Everest. He also emphasized the need for Indian industries to support and adopt locally made chips, just like Chinese companies did to build global scale. Certainly a big moment for India's semiconductor story.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in to Tech 3 podcast for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.